Need LASIK? Trust the experienced team at the LASIK Center at Evergreen Eye Center. No glasses, no contacts, no limits. What will you do? LASIK at evergreen.com.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today for your second date update, Amy is on the phone, and Amy says she's worried that her work got in the way of her first date.
Oh.
Ooh, no.
Which will happen when you're a porta potty diver.
Because
you're down there all day trying to fish stuff out. You don't smell very good when you go on the dates, I'm assuming. Oh. Is that what you do for a living, Amy?
No, I am not a porta potty diver. I am actually a musical therapist.
Musical therapist?
So I motivate my clients through singing uplifting songs to them. You know, I kind of... Well, it's receptive music therapy. It gets them into a meditative state and it really transforms their outlooks. It gets them into a relaxed space. And when you when you sing to somebody that's dealing with mental turmoil, it actually kind of shifts the chemistry of the brain a little bit.
Wow.
I cannot believe you're something more interesting than a porta potty diver.
Yeah. And Amy, I've been through pretty much every form of therapy that I have ever imagined, and I had no idea that there was this one. So it looks like somebody's got to go look for a new doctor.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, I am seeing clients, so just let me know.
Okay.
Well, I'll hit you up. Can't wait for you to sing to me.
I don't want to talk about the date now. I just want to talk about what she does and have us sing to her. Fine, you went on a date, Amy. They're not calling you back.
I'm interested to how that got in the way of your work. I mean, you didn't start trying to, like, sing him through some mental turmoil in the middle of your date, did you?
Well, I mean, it did come up pretty organically, to be honest.
You did?
Well, I usually do.
One second. Before we get to that, Amy, because that's going to take some time. What's the guy's name?
His name is Rick.
Rick, and where'd you meet Rick?
Rick and I actually met at a yoga class.
Okay.
Okay.
And what did you like about Rick?
He was just very charming and friendly, and he approached me, and I thought that, you know, maybe we would hit it off, and it seemed like we did.
So what did you guys do on your date?
We went to dinner, and it was a really nice little French place, pretty quiet, but he was a little bit late.
And how did that make you feel, Amy? Amy, how did that make you feel?
That's very funny. You obviously have had some experience with therapy before.
More than you can ever imagine, Amy. So anyway, how late was he?
He was only about 20 minutes late, but it really seemed to stress him out. You know, he came in and I could just feel his energy was so frazzled. And, you know, we were in a public setting, so I didn't want to sing to him right there. But I've been in this field for so long, and I can always tell when my music is going to make a difference in easing someone's tension.
Okay.
You know?
So,
Amy, did you just start singing to him out of the blue?
Well, I asked him to come a little closer and told him that that's what I would be doing if he was comfortable, and he said he was. So,
okay.
Prior to this, did he know what your line of work was?
I think he may have known that I was in therapy, but I don't think he was fully aware to what extent.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Would you sing to him that old song by Next, Too Close?
Not twice.
Okay.
He needed a little motivation. He needed a little everything's okay kind of music. So I just brought him in a little close, and I sang him one that works for almost all of my patients.
Can you give us a sample?
Well, I started with the chorus for him, which is just, "Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play, and all that glitters is gold."
Dude, Amy.
Are you joking, Amy?
You know what? I was skeptical as soon as you started singing. So relaxed right now.
Oh, come on.
Amy, this...
This is the reason he's not calling back.
But he seemed really, really relaxed by it. You know, he laughed a little at first. Most people do. But he, you know, he then kind of sank into himself and opened up. And we really had a lovely time after that. About an hour's worth of conversation. And it just didn't stop.
Wow.
Okay, well, what happened at the end of the date?
We hugged goodbye and... You know, I sang him a little goodbye tune as he left, and that was it.
Boys to Men never say goodbye.
Oh, no.
It's so hard to say.
I stay away from Boys to Men.
Okay, what's the goodbye tune that you sang?
You know, know, I do it with all of my clients and some of my friends, and I even do it with one another, but I always sing Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's very much a you can do it song. You know, there's nothing that's going to get in the way of you pursuing the world to the best of your ability.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Ain't no mountain high enough. No valley low enough.
This is so now strange to me. So, Amy, even if, you know, he was into the songs, don't you think it's kind of strange to treat your date as if he were your client?
Well, I wasn't really planning on it, but then he just came in with so much stress. It was like the world was on his shoulders, and I knew that if I took that moment with him, that maybe I could help. I could just help him move forward, and he just it called to me in that moment.
Well, okay. Your email said that you think your job got in the way. You must. I don't want to tell you how to feel, Amy, but you must think that the singing had something to do with it.
Well, I do. It gets called into question on occasion, and I wasn't really questioning my choice that evening, but now I'm kind of second guessing if that behavior maybe wasn't the right move with him, which is unfortunate. I really enjoyed myself.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, unless you want to sing the song.
I think I get enough in my day to day. Thank you.
Okay, cool. Then we'll play a song, come back, and call him and get your second date update. All right.
Great, thank you.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Hey, Amy?
Yep.
Before we get into the second date update, you're a musical therapist. You help people deal with their problems through music. And I can sense that you're a little nervous right now. And so I thought maybe I'd help you out and let you know that you gotta have faith, faith, faith. You gotta have faith. Faith, faith, faith.
And see, I feel more at ease now.
Don't you?
You're joking now, right, Amy? I can't tell when you're joking and when you're not.
With that one a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Amy, I want to touch your body.
Whoa, Jubal. Jubal. Too far,
on,
man.
Weird.
The lyrics of the song.
No.
Okay, we're about to call him, and if for some reason you missed the first part of the second date update, like I said, Amy is a musical therapist. She went out with a dude named Rick. He was late for the date and was stressed out, so Amy tried to help him by using her craft and singing him a song. She sang him Smash Mouth's All-Star because that's one of Amy's go-tos.
I can't help but laugh at that, Amy.
Well, if you listen to the message, I can see why. Oh. It's positive.
Exactly. It's helped so many.
Right.
So if that's the reason he's not calling you back, are you willing to stop singing on future dates?
I mean, I'm willing to maybe tone it back a little, but this is something that I truly believe in.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't really be with someone who doesn't support and appreciate that, you know?
Yeah. And you know what that is, Amy? That's stating your needs and setting a boundary, and I support that. And I'm going to call him right now, all right?
Wow, you really have had a lot of therapy, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I have. Now I'm going to dial Rick's phone number and see if we can get him on the phone and find out why he's not calling you back, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Rick?
This is Rick.
Hey, Rick, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Are you familiar with the show?
I've heard the show once.
Awesome.
A couple times.
Once. Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Wait, so are you part of the show or I don't understand what's going on?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm the Jubal part in the Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm speaking to Jubal?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, you're speaking to the whole show.
Yeah, we're right here too. Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, this is strange.
Rick, the reason I'm calling you is we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. So we recently got an email about you from a woman named Amy.
Oh.
You remember okay. Amy?
Yeah, she emailed you?
Yes, she did. She told us that you're an all-star and that you should get your game on and you should go play, man.
Okay. Oh, my God. So she told you what happened.
Yes.
Yes.
It is
she told
crazy.
Us about your date and she told us how she's a musical therapist and she told us about how she thinks singing to you on a first date might have scared you off.
Okay. Scared me off? Not necessarily. Yes, she's a musical therapist.
Wait, hold on. You weren't freaked out when she started singing Smash Mouth to you?
I mean, I was just taking it in, you know, just like someone like singing to you is kind of weird, but here's the thing, the next day and like the week after that, I had those songs stuck in my head.
Oh yeah. I mean, just even talking to her and going through that song, I can't stop singing it in my head.
Yeah, it's kind of stuck in my head too.
I mean, the songs that she was singing to me were so catchy. You know, I've heard to like refer to as earworms. It just wouldn't leave my head.
Oh, really?
And that's why I didn't really call her back. I'm like, do I need more of that in my life?
You should be happy she didn't sing "Who Let the Dogs Out." That would have definitely got stuck in your head.
Wait, though, like, it's not the actual singing. It's that the songs were too catchy that she sung to you.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine dating someone that would sing these songs to me. They'd be stuck in my head all the time.
Wow.
That is an interesting hurdle to jump.
I mean, I guess.
Rick, I wish I had a song to sing you about this, but I can't think of one. But Amy is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
So she's been listening?
Yes, she has. Oh, I could have sang Mr. Telephone Man.
Well, that would have been good. Well,
anyway, hello? Sorry, I'm stuck on that, and I need to concentrate on the fact that Amy's on the other end. Amy, you still there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey!
Hi.
Hi, Rick. Listen, I hear what you're saying about the songs being stuck in your head, but I just want you to know that they're supposed to travel with you throughout your days so that as you go about your everyday life, just in the back of your mind, it's going to make your day a little bit better. And if you can just incorporate that into your life instead of trying to push it away, then it'll have infinite benefits.
Whoa.
Yeah, but the songs that you sang to me kind of suck.
Hey, I mean, he's got a point. Having your life overtaken by Smash Mouth is not...
Ooh. Well, then, do you know what you need to do, Rick? You just gotta shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, because players gonna play, 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 and haters gonna hate.
What's going on? What are you doing right now?
I am telling you that I am a musical therapist, Rick. I'm telling you to use these songs to help you through whatever issue it is that you're going through, whether it's with me or with your work. And you know what? If you finally put those walls down and embrace it, you will be walking on sunshine. Walking on sunshine.
Dude, Amy, I'm with you on that one.
Don't you want to feel good?
I can't with Amy.
I mean, I want to feel good, but it's just, it's really annoying. I can't live like that. I don't know what to tell you.
It's not a matter of turning it on and off. It's when the moment moves me, I have to help. That's my calling in life.
I understand that, but I mean, when I was late, the only problem was that I left my keys at my house. It wasn't that big of a deal. I don't understand why it was worthy of a song.
Because, Rick, it was obvious that it wasn't just about your keys.
Then what was it? I mean,
the reality of the situation is that when you got there and you were finally sitting down, you didn't let it go. Your mind may have been focused on the keys, but I could tell that there are much bigger underlying issues that deserve exploration, Rick.
You gotta help that inner child get his keys back, Rick.
I mean, yeah, maybe you're right. I haven't really thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Really?
You guys, this is a
There's
date.
There's an inner child in you who can't find his keys, and you're too focused on finding the adult's keys.
I don't know what's going on. This is not a therapy session.
You know, I think he's joking, but at the same time, he has a really good point, Rick. That's why I chose to sing to you.
I mean, to be honest, I don't know where to go with this. I mean, should I, like, go on another date, or should I just seek out therapy, or...
Sounds like free therapy to me.
Yeah. Questioning life now.
Rick, I think you go out on another date and then maybe she can refer you to somebody else. But would you like to go out with Amy on a second date? We will pay for it.
He's so confused.
I mean, she did bring up some good points about the keys and how I get very stressed out, like, really easily. And it just actually makes me think a lot more. And I think I would like to continue that conversation. So, yeah.
What?
Hey!
Okay.
This is the most surprising second date update I think we've ever done.
Well, I think we need to figure out if this is going to be a date or if this is going to be a session, because I can't actually mix my professional and personal lives in that way. So if you're looking for help and not companionship, then I am going to have to charge you.
What? Like the first date, you're mixing all over the place.
You know, I need to know, is this Rick wanting to seek another therapy session, or is he actually looking for something romantic?
Rick, we need you to clarify. Do you want more counseling with Amy, or do you want to go on a date with Amy?
Yeah, I think the more helpful thing for me would just be therapy, just to do the session thing.
Whoa, okay. So,
you know, Rick, I think you've made the right choice.
Of course you do.
And Rick, we all support you in your decision. So I guess here's the thing, though. We do pay for a second date update. I'm sorry, I can't pay for counseling sessions with Amy.
Not like even one.
Okay, we'll do your first session. Fine. Yeah. We'll pay for your first session with Amy. And then after that, you're on your own.
Okay, that sounds good.
Nice. Okay.
Oh my God, I think that this is more successful than any other second date we've ever had.
But let's not forget about Amy. Oh, Amy, you didn't get a second date, but you did score a new client.
Well, you know, that's okay, because I know that my heart will go on. I'll make it.
Yeah, okay. That was great.
Well, and Amy, actually, two new clients. Do you have anything on Tuesday around 2 o'clock?
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Do you know what you need to do, Rick? You just gotta shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, because players gonna play, 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 play. And haters gonna hate.
What's going on? What are you doing right now?
I am telling you that I am a musical therapist, Rick. I'm telling you to use these songs to help you through whatever issue it is that you're going through, whether it's with me or with your work. And you know what? If you finally put those walls down and embrace it, you will be walking on sunshine.
That is a clip from today's second date update. Before it, we said it was going to be one of the strangest ones you've ever heard, and I guarantee you probably agree with me, except there are a lot of people on the text message board at 78592 right now that say, I want to book a session with Amy.
What?
No.
She's like a walking musical, you guys.
Yeah.
I will say impressive that she could come up with a song for every situation.
You missed it. Amy is a singing therapist.
Yeah.
And she went on a date with Rick. Rick wasn't calling back. Why? Because the singing thing wasn't necessarily weird to him, but she sang some songs that got stuck in his head. He's like, I don't know if I could be around her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at the end of the whole thing, he ended up booking a session with her because she felt like he's got some unresolved anger issues.
Yeah. He agreed.
And he agreed.
Guys, there's no way she went to school for this. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she had to, like, create
this.
This
has got
to
be some, like, crack psychology or something.
It's a thing. I looked it up. I've heard of pretty much every single form. When you've been in therapy since kindergarten, you've pretty much heard of every single form of therapy. I'd never heard of this one before, and now I guess I have to try it, because I have to do every single one. I have to do every single one.
Oh, my God. If this turns out to be the thing that actually changes you, Jubal, I don't want you singing all over the place. I'll take Angry Jubal.
Yeah,
that's going to be my new thing.
You're around too much music. You will never stop.
Music therapy. All right, remember, if you want a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person who didn't call you back.